From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. China now appears to have a firm target on reducing greenhouse gas emissions just 2 weeks before world leaders gather for a climate change conference in Copenhagen. China says it'll cut its carbon emissions 40% to 45% by 2020 as measured against its economic output. But analysts say China, the world's largest polluter, is still expected to grow significantly over the next decade. Beijing's announcement comes a day after the U.S. promised it would have a plan at the summit to substantially reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The U.N.'s nuclear chief is growing more frustrated with Iran, saying all efforts to figure out if the country's nuclear program is a threat were fruitless. Terry Schultz reports.
Mohammed Al-Baradei says Iran has blocked inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency from verifying what Tehran is doing with the uranium it's enriching. "We have effectively reached a dead end," he told a Board of Governors meeting, "unless Iran engages fully with us." The IAEA head's unusually pessimistic remarks come just days before he ends his term as Secretary General, years of which he spent investigating whether Iran is trying to create nuclear weapons. Al-Baradei also expressed frustration that Iran has rejected an international offer to defuse the nuclear standoff. Under that plan, most of Iran's enriched uranium would be processed outside the country. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Russia's prison service is admitting partial guilt in the death of a lawyer who was held in a Moscow detention center. 37-year-old Sergei Magnitsky was arrested nearly a year ago on tax evasion charges linked to his work with a foreign investment fund. NPR's Anne Garrels has more.
In a dramatic turnabout, a senior official with Russia's prison service has said there were clear violations. Without providing more details, he said the Magnitsky case had put a serious stain on Russia's judicial system. After Magnitsky's death, officials initially denied the young lawyer had complained about lack of medical care, though his lawyers presented detailed evidence to the contrary. An outcry from human rights groups forced President Medvedev to launch an official investigation. Magnitsky was a witness for a foreign investment fund which claimed corrupt Russian officials had embezzled millions of dollars. The same officials then accused Magnitsky of tax fraud. His lawyers say officials tried to blackmail him into giving testimony in their favor by withholding medical treatment. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
They can't go home for Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving's coming to them. In Afghanistan and Iraq, American soldiers will be treated to a feast. The Pentagon shipped meals to roughly 180,000 troops deployed in the war-torn countries. In the U.S., the Obama family passed out turkey and dessert at a food pantry in Washington, D.C. last night. Recipients at Martha's Table received bags of food printed with the words, "Every bag counts." This is NPR. The Bureau of Land Management has postponed a wild horse roundup in Nevada scheduled for next week. The three-week delay came just 2 days after an animal rights group filed a lawsuit to block the roundup. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
The group in defense of animals filed suit in federal court Monday, saying the roundup of thousands of Mustangs in the northern Nevada desert was cruel and traumatic. A BLM spokeswoman in Reno says the agency decided to postpone the roundup to allow the lawsuit and other appeals to be resolved. The BLM says it needs to remove Mustangs from the wild and put them in corrals because they hurt habitat for other wildlife and livestock, and they're expensive to maintain. In Defense of Animals says the Mustangs are a natural part of the ecosystem and that back in 1971, Congress forbade roundups like the one planned. The BLM says about 36,000 Mustangs roam public lands in the West, roughly half of them in Nevada. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Swiss authorities are not contesting a judge's decision to release Roman Polanski on bail, but the Oscar-winning director will be kept under house arrest at his Alpine chalet while he appeals extradition. Polanski is wanted for the 1977 crime of having sex with a minor. He pleaded guilty but fled the U.S. before he was sentenced. Torrential rains and severe floods in Saudi Arabia have claimed dozens of lives in the coastal city of Jeddah, a gateway for millions of Muslims on the annual Hajj pilgrimage. It is unclear if any of the pilgrims were among the dead. The Hajj pilgrimage attracts an estimated 3 million Muslims from around the world each year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.